Imagine diagnosing a skin condition more accurately than a dermatologist using just your smartphone. Envision your watch detecting an irregular heartbeat before you feel symptoms. This isn't science fiction. It's the new medical reality Dr. Eric Topol explores in his groundbreaking work. The smartphone revolution represents perhaps the most significant power shift in healthcare history, challenging a 2,500-year tradition of medical paternalism. For millennia, physicians controlled all medical information. Remember Elaine from Seinfeld being labeled difficult for simply looking at her chart? That wasn't just comedy, it reflected reality. Hippocrates himself instructed doctors to conceal most things from the patient and even lie when necessary, believing patients incapable of understanding medicine's mysteries. The American Medical Association's original 1847 Code of Ethics described medicine as requiring physicians with greatness of mission to exercise condescension with authority over patients who owed prompt and implicit obedience. Today, this paradigm is crumbling. Smartphones enable instant medical assessments through apps that diagnose conditions, monitor vital signs, and perform sophisticated tests. The information asymmetry that defined medicine for thousands of years is dissolving as technology puts healthcare literally in our hands. The medical revolution parallels Gutenberg's printing press revolution of 1440. Gutenberg reduced book costs from $20,000 to $70,000 and dramatically increased production speed. Within 50 years, more books existed than in all previous human history, transforming society from the age of the ear to the age of the eye. Today's smartphone revolution achieved in 8 years what books took 400 years to accomplish in Europe. With over 7 billion cell phones worldwide, exceeding the number of toilets or toothbrushes, this connectivity has flattened the earth. This connectivity enables remarkable patient empowerment. Jeanette Erdman diagnosed her rare Ulrich muscular dystrophy via Google search after 45 years of declining health. 12-year-old Elena Simon, after surviving rare liver cancer, sequenced her tumor for a school project and discovered the mutation causing her disease. These cases demonstrate how connectivity enables patients to diagnose conditions, connect with others, and drive medical discoveries outside traditional healthcare channels. Imagine having a Google map of you, a comprehensive mosaic of your digitized medical identity. This human geographic information system, GIS, integrates diverse data streams to define your medical essence and enable truly individualized healthcare. The human GIS comprises multiple integrated omes that provide what Topol calls a panoramic view. Your phenome, observable traits and social connections, your physiome, real-time metrics from biosensors, your anatomy, individual anatomy from imaging, your genome, DNA sequence, your microbiome, co-inhabiting microbes, and your exposome, environmental exposures. While no one has yet experienced the complete full Monty, Stanford geneticist Michael Snyder has come closest with his sequenced genome and multiple assessments of his transcriptome, proteome, and metabolome. This approach helped him diagnose diabetes mellitus following a respiratory infection, a connection previously undocumented. This comprehensive approach enables truly personalized medicine across the lifespan, from preconception genetic screening to rapid newborn genome sequencing, diagnosis of mysterious conditions, mutation-specific cancer treatment, and genetically tailored medication dosing. Lab testing influences 70 to 80% of medical decisions, with billions of tests annually in the U.S., yet remains outdated. The emerging lab-on-a-chip, LOC, revolution features miniaturized devices that attach to smartphones. These microfluidic tools leverage the phone's processing power to analyze tiny samples of blood, urine, saliva, breath, or DNA for various conditions. We're also progressing toward implantable sensors, lab-in-the-body, LIB technology. Researchers are developing bloodstream biosensors that detect genomic signals to predict heart attacks or identify early cancers, along with sensors tracking drug levels and nanosensors monitoring glucose and electrolytes. Medical imaging has similarly miniaturized. Three major imaging technologies now exist in handheld form: smartphone-sized portable X-rays, one-foot-tall MRI mouse machines, and pocket ultrasound devices rivaling $300,000 hospital equipment. These portable ultrasound devices allow physicians to visualize heart structure and function in real time, making traditional stethoscopes obsolete. Some medical schools now equip first-year students with these devices instead of stethoscopes, fundamentally changing medical practice. We've developed remarkable capabilities to generate medical data, but our systems for managing this information remain woefully inadequate. The core issue is ownership versus access. Patients rightfully own their medical information, yet the medical profession has traditionally controlled it. Accessing one's medical records remains frustratingly difficult, often requiring signed releases, high per-page fees, and long waits for fax documents. Research shows 99% of patients want continued access to their records, with nearly 90% basing future care decisions on having open note access. Yet only 31% of physicians believe patients should have full access. The fragmentation of electronic medical record systems, with over 1,000 certified vendors using incompatible proprietary software, has prevented the creation of truly accessible, patient-centric records. Despite federal requirements for electronic records by 2015, we remain at what Dr. Jan Walker calls the Model T stage of transparency. Physical office visits are becoming obsolete as virtual healthcare gains popularity. A Cisco survey found 70% of Americans prefer virtual doctor visits. Understandable, given the typical in-person experience involves a 62-minute wait for just 7-12 minutes with a doctor who's mostly typing into electronic records. Smartphone medicine transforms the doctor-patient relationship through data-enriched interactions. Patients become active data gatherers, collecting their own health information before consultations. Asthma patients can use smartphone add-ons to track environmental triggers, vital signs, and lung function, identifying specific combinations that trigger attacks, enabling personalized prevention strategies and reduced medication. The digital revolution threatens physicians who resist adaptation. Technology leaders predict automation of information-intensive jobs, with one emergency physician comparing current medical practice to an outdated radio shock store. New technologies like computerized sedation systems and AI diagnostic tools directly challenge specialist roles. What if physicians embrace this shift, transferring responsibility for data generation and disease management to patients? Letting go means preparing for patients to take charge. Doctors can compete by adapting to democratized medicine, supporting email communication, mobile devices, patient-generated data, social health networks, shared notes, and consumer-driven healthcare. Medicine faces a transformation more profound than the stethoscope's invention in 1816. Today's digitized medicine represents the ultimate democratization, patient freedom from medical paternalism. Like driverless cars eliminating blind spots with 360-degree sensors, patients can now capture their medical data in real time, moving from behind the big truck of doctor-dominated care to the driver's seat. While we're heading toward more autonomous patients, doctor-less medicine isn't the goal. Many diagnostic functions, from EKGs to sleep apnea detection, will bypass traditional pathways through smartphone-connected algorithms. Data ownership remains central to this transformation. Each person should own their medical data as body property, with true ownership requiring protection and consent for use. We're approaching an era when anyone with a mobile signal can access medical care, when medicine is data-driven, with individuals making their own choices. The smartphone in your pocket isn't just a communication device. It's the key to your healthcare freedom. Are you ready to say, "The patient will see you now"?